patients. Schedule I drugs are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Some examples are heroin, LSD, ecstasy, peyote.
Should be dry overnight and sunny skies resumes tomorrow. We'll have sunshine too to partly sunny each day Saturday and Sunday. A stray storm is a possibility for the afternoons, but the chances will remain pretty low. Around low 70s in the morning to upper 60s. In the afternoon to the upper 80s tomorrow. Middle and upper 80s Saturday, Sunday, partly sunny. Then it's partly cloudy, a hotter 90-ish for Memorial Day Monday after the 70s in the morning. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. A large selection of guns, hunting items, and fishing equipment. New and collectibles, knives, archery, and more. At Cajun Coast Gun Show. 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday. May 27th and 28th. At Morgan City Municipal Auditorium. 728 Myrtle Street, Morgan City. Admission for all military, past and present, at half price. Free for all law enforcement in uniform or with ID. 12 and under free. For more info, go online. Click RRRevents.com.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead. The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Thursday night edition of Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Been a while, but we're back. Had a lot of things to get to this week. As most of you know, I don't just have a show on the station. I actually have to do a lot of work behind the scenes on the station. And this has been one of those weeks where just hasn't been time to do a show. So have to take care of what we can take care of here and try to keep everybody else's stuff running. And hopefully we get everything 100% operational again, like the Death Star, real soon. And Rude, you've been busy too, huh?
Yeah, last week of school for the year, you know, got all that wrapped up. A lot of field trips, a lot of cool parent stuff, you know. So yeah, I got that wrapped up, and now just trying to open up a swimming pool, and you know, just going into summer mode, man.
Yeah, I hear you. It's definitely here.
One thing I wanted to talk about that happened over the weekend, we said it was going to happen last week, but it did happen. Sunday, the Foo Fighters had their special little concert deal that was on Veeps.com, which I'd never heard of, but ended up checking it out. It was essentially a band practice from the Foo Fighters' own studio, the 606, and started off pretty cool. You know, they did introduce their new drummer, and they did it in a pretty cool fashion where they had Chad Smith, the drummer of the Chili Peppers, knock on the door, and he came in, and they're like, "Oh, hey, somebody in a white Mercedes has me blocked in." They're like, "Oh, okay." And so then he left, and then Tommy Lee, you know, famous drummer of Motley Crue, showed up with P.F. Chang's, and they said, "Oh, thanks, Tommy," and put it in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And the drummer of AC/DC showed up with a couple poodles that he'd groomed, and he's like, "Hey guys, I just want to let you know I groomed your poodles." And they're like, "Oh, thanks, man. What a good dude. Just leave them outside." And then the new drummer, Josh Freese, said, "Hey guys, you mind if we play a couple of songs?" And then they got right into it. So it was pretty awesome, man. They started with All My Life and ended with Aurora, which was Taylor's favorite song. And there was a lot of good stuff in between. And I believe the whole thing in its entirety is available on YouTube right now.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm going to have to check it out when I get some sit down quiet time. We may have to watch it when you're in town, you know, the next time you decide to show your face in these parts.
Right. Well, if not, you know, well, you're going to be here in a few weeks too. So yeah. we can get into it then.
Yeah. Get all over it.
Yeah. That'll be good, man. So, so yeah, it was all good. And then of course last night was the first show, since Taylor's passing that they actually played in New Hampshire.
Oh, wow. I'd like to check out the set list for that. See what,
you're in luck. 'Cause I have it right here.
Well, lovely.
They kick things off with, Rescued, their new live, one of their new live songs or new live songs, the live debut of one of their new songs. Then they went into Walk, and then No Son of Mine, Learn to Fly. Then another new one called Under You, which I would assume is 100% about Taylor. Then you have The Pretender, and then the title track of the new album, which is But Here We Are. Then Breakout, The Sky is a Neighborhood, My Hero, This is a Call, All My Life, another new one, which is awesome song because they played this live the other day. It's called Nothing at All. Probably as of right now, my favorite new song that I've heard. And then Shame Shame, which actually Dave's daughter came up and sang with him on that. And then These Days. And then they did an acoustic, Dave did an acoustic version by himself of A Cold Day in the Sun, which, if you remember, that was one of the few songs that Taylor actually sang on it on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wrap things up with Monkey Wrench, Best of You, Aurora, and of course they finish things off with Everlong. So
sounds awesome, man.
But yeah, somebody has videoed this. Well, I can see it right now. It's already on YouTube, video of them performing.
Nice. Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out. Let's see here. Did you say that they played This is a Call?
Let's see. Yes, they did play that.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of our. That one's been stuck in my head for a couple days, man. I've been singing that one out loud. It's one of my shower songs.
Sweet. Yeah, so there you go. I'm kind of glad that they started playing Aurora again, not only just because it was Taylor's favorite, but I always liked that song, and I don't really understood why they didn't play it more often.
Right.
But either way, there you go. And there's a lot more shows coming. Hopefully they'll be coming around here, or hopefully to New Orleans, or hopefully to St. Louis sometime in the near future, because I think we all need to get our Foo Fighter fix.
Yeah, being you gotta put money on. They're gonna come close or hit one of us. You know, I mean that's a given.
Yeah, for sure. So there you go. They're headed next to Boston this weekend for the Boston Calling Festival, and then they're scheduled to play Bonnaroo, Louder Than Life, Austin City Limits, Riot Fest. And then they've also got a few headlining shows with the Breeders. So we'll just have to wait and see. I'm sure if they don't come this year, they'll be here soon next year. But hopefully it's this year. I don't want to wait that long. Because if they don't come before the end of the year, well, I'm just going to have to go somewhere and see them this year or this summer. So.
And that's not all bad either.
No, that ain't too shabby either, man.
Yeah, make a trip out of it. It's a reason to get out on the road.
Yep. All right. Well, let's take a break and come back. We got a lot to get to since we've been away. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
If everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again, the only thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics in an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Do we want to get rocked?
We're back with more of the Something to Say radio show. And man, oh man, Ja Morant just can't stay out of the news, can he?
No. I heard about the welfare check with him the other day. And it's like, man, if you're going to be this stupid, you should have went through with it. And I hate to say that, but I mean, what are you trying? What are you trying to get attention? Yeah. I mean, I don't wish harm on anybody, but you know, you're the one going on live Instagram with a firearm, acting like a fool. So, I mean, it's nobody's fault but your own, Ja.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is yesterday, police in Tennessee had to conduct a welfare check on Ja Morant following some cryptic messages that he put on his Instagram account on Wednesday, which was posted and then deleted, but there was messages and pictures on there saying, "Love you, Ma, love you, Pops, love you, and you the greatest baby girl, love you." And then he followed those posts with simply saying, "Bye."
Yeah.
Then he put, he said he's going to take a break from social media. I think that might have been the idea that he probably should have had a few months back, don't you?
Yeah, why don't you take a break from wanting to be a fake gangsta?
Right.
You know, I seen something, I think it was on Instagram, but somebody done a like a Eminem 8 Mile on him.
Oh, and, yeah. I saw
it,
that.
It was pretty funny because they just made him look like a fool. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the dude, he's getting everything he deserves, man. I mean, you want to act like that? You want to be all hard? Well, welcome to the big show.
Welcome to the big show indeed. So yeah, there still hasn't been any word yet on what the NBA has found with the other stuff with him posting pictures with a firearm, but he we'll have to see on that, because I'm sure that won't come out for a while. But Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, was saying, he said that the conduct was irresponsible, reckless, and potentially very dangerous, talking about him flashing the gun while he was driving.
Yeah.
Well, and even that time, you know, we talked about him allegedly punching the kid that was playing a pickup game in Morant's backyard. And then the kid said that Morant went into the house and came back out with a handgun in his waistband.
Cause he's just hard, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't have any interest in any of that crap, man. And it's just too bad, so sad, bud.
Yeah, I have a feeling Nike's probably rethinking a lot of things right now, and probably Powerade is as well.
Yeah, which they should, because who wants an idiot like this representing your product or your brand?
Right.
I mean, it's silly.
No, I agree. It's just stupid stuff. So we'll have to see what else happens with him over the summer. Did you hear that there was a new fastest pitch thrown last? Was it last night or yesterday, or was it Tuesday?
Maybe. Was it? I think I've seen something about 105. Was that?
It was close. 104.6.
Okay.
I guess you pronounce his name Jahan Duran. But yeah, he's the first to hit 104 this season on the radar gun. He threw 104.6 on a game-ending, which then he came back and had a game-ending strikeout of Casey Schmidt at 104. Man, that is some serious, serious
gas. That's some gas, man. That's that's like what they call on MLB The Show some queso.
Yeah. And then a little interesting list here. The there's other pitchers that have hit 104, but Chapman has done it 67 times.
Wow.
That's incredible. Jordan Hicks from the Cardinals done it 12 times. Duran's done it 3. Ryan Helsley of the Cardinals twice. Mauricio Cabrera, never heard of him, once. Camilo Duval once. Teron Guerrero once. Neftali Feliz once. Man, was that Feliz pitched for the Rangers, didn't he? Like back whenever they were in the World Series against Cardinals?
Yeah, the names sound familiar. He was a pretty decent closer for a couple of years.
Yeah, I don't remember Guerrero or Duval or Cabrera, though. But and actually, I haven't heard of this guy either. It pitches for the Twins, so.
No, me neither.
That's some serious gas. Let's see here. What else we got going on? Tampa Bay, what have they been up to recently? Well, they've kind of stumbled a little bit for them, man. They've in their last 10, they've only went 6-4.
Yeah, I know they ran into a little bit of a wall against the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, to be able to play lights out like they have started the season, I mean, that's kind of unheard of. So I knew it would happen at some point in time. But I wish that some of that could run off on the Cardinals. Really, what the Cardinals need is they need to check the IQ of some of the people running the front office. I think that would be a good place to start.
Probably wouldn't be too bad. Although they have played better. They're 6-4 in their last 10. They're 6 games out of first place, but they dug themselves one hell of a hole to get themselves out of.
And they shouldn't be playing. I don't know the score right now. Hell, it might even be over with because the rate of these stupid speeds of these games going on. But they shouldn't be fighting for a split with the Reds right now in this 4-game series. They should have been able to either win the series or sweep the Reds, especially coming off the success they had against the Dodgers and the whole homestand they had this mm-hmm. past week. So
they did win today 2-1.
Oh, well, good for them.
Yep. So depends on what Milwaukee does this evening. They'll either be 5 out or 6 out. So we'll see, but either way, they gotta make some changes. The Yankees, they've played well recently. They've been 7-3 over their last 10.
Yeah,
Houston seemed to have put it together, even though they've lost a couple in a row. They're 8-2 in their last 10.
Yeah, I heard that basically the Cardinals they just have to tread water until the trade deadline. And that could be a tough deal for them, considering the season's not very, very old yet. But nobody's really going to want to do anything right as of now. Yeah. But, we'll see what happens because they need starting pitching. They need 2 starters.
Yeah. Well, and, you look at it, and what's disheartening is they're 2nd in the National League in runs scored. But they are, let's see, 1, 2, they're 3rd. They've got the 3rd highest amount of runs given up in the National League also.
Yeah. Yeah. So, not a good mix.
It's really not.
One can't go with the other. I mean, you could outslug somebody all day, but, I mean, if you're letting them right back in the ball game or let them hang around, you're not, not really doing it.
Nope, but we need to get a break in. Let's get some news. We'll come back. We'll talk NBA playoffs. It's Thursday, so we'll also check in on the latest stories from Florida as well, so don't go anywhere.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
open calendar, what's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait, communicate. Visit getagameplan.org, brought to you by the Louisiana Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben's Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emory and James Limited.
With the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report, I'm Brooke Thorington. Republican State Senator Fred Mills from St. Martin Parish is facing backlash after he casted the tie-breaking vote to kill a bill that would ban gender-affirming health care for transgender minors. Mills sided with Democrats to defeat the legislation in Senate Health and Welfare. Louisiana Republican strategist Lionel Rainey.
I had people, friends from across the country, texting me last night saying, what the hell is going on in Louisiana? How does this happen?
Mills says he voted against the legislation because he believes in the doctor-patient relationship and the ability to allow a family to choose what's best for them. Anaya Robinson with the Louisiana ACLU says Mills and four other lawmakers who voted against the bill stood up for transgender children and families.
We just, again, are just so grateful for how the day went.
He says his vote was based on testimony given during the lengthy debate. Louisiana Radio Network.
People love their Mueller metal homes.
This is what we dreamed about, and we didn't really have a plan for the interior or the finish out. We just wanted the structure up, and we're taking it from there.
Looking at the sunrise in the morning, the sunset at night, just what we love.
I use Mueller because they make a superior product.
This is our home. This is our forever home.
We're enjoying every minute of it and seeing it all come together, and one of these days I'll get her done.
Find out more at MuellerInc.com.
A sizzling T-bone steak, a mouth-watering char-grilled hamburger, a slow-smoked brisket. There are plenty of reasons to grill beef this Memorial Day weekend. And with 29 cuts of lean protein-packed beef to choose from, there's always something succulent to serve to your family. So this Memorial Day weekend and all summer long, be the hero of your backyard barbecue by serving what everybody wants, the delicious taste of certified Louisiana beef. So remember, beef, it's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Cattle Producers through the Louisiana Beef Industry Council and the Beef Checkoff.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live every Saturday morning for another great season of In the Paint, talking NBA and college basketball on WGSO Radio 990 AM.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Radio show. NBA playoffs, of course, the Lakers and the Nuggets wrapped up on, was that Sunday night?
Yeah, it was a few nights ago.
I guess, no, it was Monday. But either way, the Lakers were swept right out of the playoffs, and not surprising, because you just can't rely on a 38-year-old player to do everything for you, and Anthony Davis not stepping up and being consistent. That's a huge deal. But, you know, what was really disappointing about the situation is that here you have the Nuggets. Not that I'm a humongous Nuggets fan or anything like that, but it's the first time they've ever made it to the NBA Finals in the franchise history. But what was the big story the following day? And on national sports,
well, let's take a guess. It had to do with one of the opposing players.
You got it. It was all about LeBron saying that he doesn't know if he's going to play, if he's going to retire or not. You know, and that's shame on the media, really. You know, because you know he is. I mean, he's been saying it for months, or really for years, that he wants to play with his kid. And his kid's only got to play 1 year at USC, and then he can enter the draft, which is more than likely what will happen, I would assume. And so you're not talking about LeBron playing 3 or 4 more years. You're talking about playing 1 more year, which he's under contract to play. So I think that's such a non-story, and to take away from Denver's sweep. And, I mean, they if they don't win the NBA championship, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, and it doesn't really surprise me. With there's so much bad media out there anymore. Yeah. That's one of the reasons why this country's in so much freaking hot water, man, because idiots reporting stuff that is irrelevant, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it doesn't surprise me, man. You know, it's kind of like the goat talk with him.
Well, like, I think that just that should have put that whole argument to bed. With
it should have, but it's not.
No, it won't. It won't ever go away. Mm-mm. But even that, like, he had the opportunity to tie the game, and you know, instead he tries to do some goofy stuff and get a foul. Which, by the way, he's not a great free throw shooter, so I don't know why he was going for that. You know, trying to get on. But you think about it. You know, even the difference between him and Kobe would have pulled up and shot a three to try to win the game.
Yeah, and he most likely would have made it.
Most likely, yes. But LeBron instead is trying to get fouls called on him, and he's falling all over the floor. And
yeah,
the theatrics this guy has. I mean, you'd think he'd be a better actor. I did. I flipped through the stations a couple of days ago, and the new Space Jam was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried. I watched it for about 3 minutes, and I'm like, nah. I can't get on board with any of this.
Yeah, you'd be lucky if I lasted 30 seconds with some of that crap, man. I just don't like that guy. I've tried. Really, I have. Mm. But I don't know. His whole persona is just like he's better, and he's not, man. I mean, sure, he's good, but I think Tim Duncan is a way better basketball player than LeBron James.
Oh, for sure. You know, well, and the thing is with LeBron, I did like him at one point. I liked him all the way up until he left the Cavs for the Heat, and there was that stupid 1-hour special on ESPN, and they drug that out. And then at the end, him saying, oh, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. But, you know, even with that, it was, let me call Chris Bosch and get him on the team too.
Yeah.
You know, and then I don't know. It's just, it's been all downhill from there. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I've been hearing some things about, you know, Kyrie Irving's free agency, and you know, that would be funny if them two hooked up, because then I could just laugh even more when they fail, because he's an idiot too.
Yeah, they just, there's no playing as a team, and then I, you know, even on top of that, I think they have a really good player in Austin Reeves, who's consistent the whole playoffs, and that dude should get paid. I'm sure he will, whether it's by them or not, that's a different story, but
right,
he's gonna have a lot of good opportunities in free agency this year. I'm quite sure of it.
Yeah, if I was him, I'd get the hell out of LA and you know, take my stuff someplace else. So
yeah, for sure. And then you have in the Eastern Conference Finals tonight, the was it Game 5? Was that right? Yeah,
it's Game 5.
Game 5 of the Heat and the Celtics, which, oof, that series didn't go the way that anybody thought, with the Heat leading the series 3-1. And you know, it took a really good performance in Game 4 from the Celtics to push it to a fifth game. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, if you win tonight, I think you got all bets are off again. But man, nobody's ever came back from 3-3 down, and I don't know if this is it. But I'll give them credit, they at least looked like the Celtics in Game 4 as opposed to whatever else team this was in the first three games.
Yeah, see, I think, you know, if they do get a win tonight, I still think they're in a heap of crap, man, because the odds of, well, they can't shut down Butler, so
no,
you know, like I said, if they do pull the number tonight, I think the series is still gonna go Miami's way. That's just my recommendation.
There is this though. I just saw this came out just a little bit ago that one of the starting guards for the Heat, Gabe Vincent, he's not going to be playing tonight. He has a sprained ankle. So, you know, that puts them real thin on the bench. I mean, they have Caleb Martin and Jimmy Butler and Kyle Lowry, but that's I don't think they have more than 7 players really to be able to. I mean, they do, but people that you can count on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the only thing they can hope for, man, is for Boston to just come out and play like they've been playing the most of the series, and I think the Heat will still have a chance.
Yeah, for sure. In some
way, shape, or form, it should be. I don't think Boston's going to come out and take care of business right off the bat. I think it's gonna take a full game to see what we got.
Well, and I think a lot of it too, if you look at the last game, it wasn't, I mean, Tatum played great. Jaylen Brown hasn't played very well all series.
Mm-mm.
But Al Horford, Derek White, and Marcus Smart picked up their game a lot in Game 4 and made a difference. I know Horford, I don't know what he ended, but I know he started 4-for-4 from the 3-point line and had 12 points, which, you know, that's a big difference maker. But
yeah,
you know, they've got to be able to keep Jimmy Butler in check. And if you can't keep him in check, they got to keep Adebayo in check, which they did in Game 4. So I think if they can go with the same formula and that they had in Game 4 and Game 5, they got a chance. And if you go back to Miami down 3-2, you know, you win. If you would be able to pull out a win, then go. That's the best thing. Best case scenario is go to a Game 7 in Boston. But
yeah,
take care of business tonight and on Saturday to get there. And I don't know. They've been so up and down all playoffs. They haven't looked like the same team that went to the NBA Finals last year.
That's what she said.
That's right. She did. That's what she told me. So they'll be playing tonight at, I'm assuming 7:30. That's what time all the games have been at. So I would assume.
Yeah,
that would be no different.
That's what time my phone told me that I'm going to start losing some money. So that's accurate.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's 7:30 on TNT, which I much prefer the games on TNT, because if you don't listen to Shaq and Charles Barkley post game, pre game, you're really missing out, because it's
almost, you are.
It's a comedy show.
It is a treat for sure.
So, there you go. Tonight, 7:30, Celtics and Heat, should be a good game. We'll have to report back on it tomorrow. So, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll wrap up a Thursday with some stories from Florida with our weekly edition of Florida Man. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
And I shot the cheer off your face. And you should have seen the look on your face. And I guess that's what it takes. And it's been a long time.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Steve. Even par.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Casket to call my own. I never had a problem facing fear, but I'm done over and out, my dear. And oh, mercy me, God bless catastrophe. But there's no way in hell we'll ever live to see through this. So drive yourself insane tonight. It's not that far.
so sick. I took a long wild street back home. I could have walked back to Chicago.
All right, we're back. Last segment on the Thursday. So, you know, we like to check in on the good folks in Florida and see what they've been up to in the last week. So, without any further ado, here is this week's Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so this one, Rude, I would probably just burn the house down if I found this, but this comes from theguardian.com, and the headline is Florida man finds iguana lurking in his toilet bowl.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. John Riddle of Hollywood, Florida, discovered a lizard in what seems to be a reoccurring encounter in the state. He heard a splashing coming from his toilet, and 58-year-old Florida man looked into the bowl and found an iguana. He said he looked down and he saw this frightened-looking reptile looking back at him. An attempt to use a pool net to remove the lurking lizard came to no good. So Riddle worked up enough nerve to try to grab him with his bare hands. The iguana then swam all the way into the toilet, into the pipe, and he couldn't see any of him. The reptile eventually climbed out of the toilet and hid behind it. From there, he was able to manage to shoo it out of the house. He said that he was used to iguanas, but not used to them in his toilet bowl. Iguanas in toilets may sound like an urban myth, but they became a very real problem in Florida, apparently. apparently his Hollywood home seems to be something of a hot spot for these kind of encounters. Last year, Michelle Reynolds told media outlets her toilet in the city near Miami came to contain a Mexican spiny-tailed iguana, which is a species that can grow up to 18 inches with another 18-inch tail added on. They hang out on roofs, dig under houses, and they come out of the sewers all of the time. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that wouldn't be cool if you're taking a healthy one and you got a friend coming up from down south, you know.
Oh, dude, I would probably burn the I would just burn the house down.
Yep, call the realtor.
All right, let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, we've got this guy. This comes from boingboing.net, by the way. That's a real website. Florida man says he traveled back in time to throw a brick through a window and save a baby. Yep. This comes from Ocala, Florida. Police arrested Daniel Dinkins for throwing a brick through the window of a Marion County home, according to police. Dinkins hopefully explained that he was a time traveler who had come to the present to protect a baby from a future event of some kind. According to WESH2 News, Dinkins also admitted to taking a dip in the homeowner's pool. So he's been charged with burglary, and we'll see how that all works out.
Yeah, come on, Dinkins. Get it together.
Wow. Well, it's just like, have you seen on on TikTok and things like that where these people are on there saying that they're time travelers and on, you know, it's always, you know, well, we'll just say July 23rd, this is going to happen and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Several instances I've seen that.
I don't know why people even bother paying any attention to that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I know you like a good steak, don't you?
Love them.
You wouldn't want to waste one, would you?
Never.
Well, can't say that for this Florida gentleman. I use the term gentleman loosely. This actually comes from ESPN, southwestflorida.com. And the headline is Florida man's arrested for tenderizing girlfriend's face with a steak.
Hmm.
Says it seems like the Sunshine State just can't resist serving up some prime entertainment. Get it?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Today's Florida man that's cooking up some trouble is Joshua Dumar. He's a self-proclaimed gourmet chef with an unconventional recipe for relationship disaster. This is according to The Smoking Gun. A heated argument between Dumar and his girlfriend reached a boiling point one fateful Sunday night in Pinellas Park. Tempers flared, doors slammed, and the poor lady thought she had locked away the source of the chaos. But alas, love, or maybe poor judgment, prevailed as she let Dumar back inside. However, what happens next is where it gets juicy. As the tension simmered, Dumar, clearly channeling his inner Gordon Ramsay, decided to show off his culinary skills. Except instead of whipping up a delightful feast, he opted for a more direct approach to spicing things up. He grabbed a steak and delivered not one but two smacks to the left cheek of his unfortunate partner. And it was all captured on camera, and it was all immortalized for the world to see. And he was swiftly apprehended and escorted to the county jail, where he he was banned then from any contact with his girlfriends, and that should give him some time to reflect on everything.
Yeah. Did it happen to say the steak? Was it a ribeye, strip steak, tube steak? I mean, what are we talking here?
It didn't say. I'm a little disappointed. Probably if you're going to give a healthy smack, I mean, you probably would want to go with, something tough, I would think, like a chuck steak or something, right?
Yeah, or at least like a nice, healthy brisket, or even maybe a flank steak. I don't know. But, if they're gonna pull a story like this, we need some more details, man.
The funny part about this article is at the bottom of this, it has good grilling recipes for Memorial Day.
Of course it does.
So, there you go. All right, well, we need to get out of here. It's time to move on down the road, so we are going to do that. Jack Clegg is up next with the New Orleans Golf Show. And, Rude, hopefully I wish you luck on any parlays tonight. And we'll get a big win this evening. So until tomorrow evening, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. So we'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. I lit my brain with rot gut whiskey till my pain was chicken fried. And I had dudes with badges frisk me, teach me how to swallow pride. I took advice no fool would take. I got some.
For more of Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead, make me.
my day.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well,